You know, if you're running a business, especially one that deals with contracts, maybe complex litigation or property transactions, finding a reliable partner today feels less like sourcing a vendor and more like just rolling the dice.
Oh, absolutely. We've all been there.
We've all gotten burned by that top Google result, the anonymous app, or the overseas call center. The trust barrier in B2B services is just incredibly high right now.
It is. And when you're dealing with high-stakes local stuff, I mean, things like needing a specialized mobile notary to rush an affidavit to the jail, or finding an eviction attorney who only practices in one specific parish, you just can't afford a mistake.
A generic recommendation in that case is it's a legal liability just waiting to happen.
It really is.
And that's exactly why we're doing a deep dive on a very highly curated resource today. It's the Lafayette Process Servers LLC Trust and Partner Directory. Our sources have given us a really deep look at this network, and it's all designed for the Louisiana Capital Region.
And the goal here is pretty simple, really, for you, our listener, to understand the huge difference in value between a truly vetted hyperlocal specialist and, well, a service provider who just paid for an online ad.
We're looking for verifiable accountability. But
Exactly.
here's the single most critical insight we found. The thing that, for me, immediately justifies this whole deep dive. We discovered that a simple administrative mistake, like using a non-local vendor who misses one specific judge's unique standing order, can completely derail a major court filing. That's the high-stakes world of Baton Rouge legal logistics we're talking about.
That's it. So the core question driving this directory is, why is that kind of hyperlocal vetting, with what they call being chamber verified? Why is that absolutely essential for even standard B2B services when you're navigating a specific state legal system?
And to understand the answer, we have to define the geography first. We are focused squarely on the Baton Rouge area.
The 22.
Right, the 2225 area code. This directory is laser focused on East Baton Rouge, Ascension, and Livingston parishes. That tight geographic focus is really the key to its utility.
Because it correlates directly to the major courts in that region.
Precisely.
Okay, so let's start with the philosophy that's guiding this whole project. It's articulated by the curator, Lafayette Process Servers LLC, or LPS. Their motivation is spelled out pretty explicitly. It's to combat the difficulty of finding a trusted local partner.
And to provide an antidote to what they call the era of anonymous apps.
Right.
I find that explicit commitment to the shop local movement really fascinating here. This isn't just about, charity or
Yeah,
something.
it's practical.
It's about demanding accountability and excellence from your neighbors. It's sort of a mechanism to fight that creeping anonymity of the digital marketplace with actual verified relationships.
And critically, the directory is described as a free resource. It's not a pay-to-play scheme.
Which is huge. So it's not just the deepest pockets getting the top spot.
Exactly. The curation comes directly from LPS, which is owned by Scott Frank. The fact that the directory is maintained by a firm and an owner who are so clearly and deeply embedded, locally active in multiple chambers of commerce, that provides this foundational layer of organizational trust.
Okay, so if the philosophy is shop local and demand excellence, then the rubber meets the road with the actual vetting process. How do they prove these partners are the real deal? How do they go beyond just saying we trust them?
Well, they detail these explicit standards that are much more robust than just, reading Yelp reviews. They have four key criteria. Three are mandatory and one is preferred.
Let's break those down because these are the verifiable data points that you, the listener, can actually use.
Okay, first, mandatory. Partners have to be chamber members. They must be active in the Baton Rouge, Ascension, or Livingston Chamber. This links them directly to the local business community.
Makes sense. What's number two?
Second, they have to be locally owned. So operated by Louisiana residents, explicitly avoiding what they call Wall Street entities.
Okay, wait. I have to challenge that second point a little bit. For a process server, I get it. But for something like digital marketing or CPA work, why does Wall Street versus local really matter? Isn't competence global?
That's a great point, and it's a fair question. But when you look at B2B services through the legal lens of Louisiana, local often means they understand state tax compliance or the unique market behavior of the region.
Ah,
Or in the case of digital marketing, the specific local SEO terms that dominate the 225 area code. A giant national CPA firm might just miss a local tax regulation that a Baton Rouge resident CPA is, intimately familiar with.
that makes a lot of sense. So it's really a filter for relevant experience, not just general competence. What's the third mandatory requirement?
Third is that they must be proven. These are vendors that LPS has worked with directly, or who come highly recommended by their extensive legal network. So it's basically peer review by other legal professionals.
And the fourth one is a preference.
Right, the fourth is a preference. They give priority to businesses that are also BBB accredited.
See, that extra layer of external accreditation, like the Better Business Bureau, it shows a proactive commitment to transparency and dispute resolution, which is really non-negotiable when the stakes are high.
And to really underscore the credibility of the curator here, LPS itself,
yeah,
they demonstrate this massive regional influence. Scott Frank, the owner, he's listed as a board member for the BBB, and the firm holds an A-plus BBB accreditation.
Yeah.
But just look at the verifiable breadth of their regional reach.
Yes. The source material lists a bunch of chambers. Livingston, West Baton Rouge, Jefferson, New Orleans, St. Tammany.
And one Acadiana and Lafayette. That's the key. They didn't just check one box. We're talking about verifiable memberships across six different judicial districts.
Wow.
This demonstrates that LPS has the logistical reach and the reputation to back up the services they recommend in Baton Rouge and well beyond. They're an established node in this whole regional professional network.
Okay, let's transition into the actual categories of services, because this is where you start to realize just how specialized the demands are for anyone operating in this particular jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
The services listed, they're not generic. They support a very specific ecosystem that's all related to the courts.
Right. They call the first grouping the 19th JDC ecosystem. The 19th Judicial District Court is, for all intents and purposes, where every major lawsuit, contract dispute, and business litigation in East Baton Rouge Parish lands.
It's the center of that legal universe.
It is. And the directory lists the specialized legal support professionals you absolutely need to navigate it. We're talking about private investigators focused on surveillance and background checks,
yeah,
specifically in the capital area.
And court reporters who are certified and familiar with both Baton Rouge and federal depositions. That certification level matters. I mean, it matters immensely.
It's everything. And then you have the logistical lifeline. Mobile notaries. These are the pros who travel to hospitals, to jails, to offices for urgent affidavits. That level of flexibility is often critical in time-sensitive legal matters,
where a delay of a few hours could mean missing a filing deadline.
Totally. And then there's the highly specific legal expertise, eviction attorneys, specialists in landlord-tenant disputes in East Baton Rouge. These aren't just general lawyers. These are specialists who know the specific, constantly changing rules of the local magistrate,
which helps clients avoid months of administrative delay.
Right. And moving from litigation to the immediate practical needs, we have real estate and property services. These are often the services you need the second the legal action is done.
Like after an eviction, you immediately need a locksmith for emergency rekeying to secure the property.
Instantly. And for transactions, they list title companies known for fast, accurate abstractors and closing agents in that 2205 area code. For anyone outside that world, an abstractor is crucial. They do the deep dive into property records to ensure a clear title. You need speed, you need accuracy.
And you need local knowledge to navigate those parish archives.
You do. And finally, we see the standard professional services, B2B, but they're filtered through that local lens we were just talking about. Digital marketing experts focusing on local SEO who actually understand the Louisiana market.
Along with CPA and accounting for small business compliance and commercial insurance for high liability industries that need a broker who is familiar with the state's unique liability laws.
Exactly.
So let's revisit that central insight, the absolute criticality of local legal logistics. This is where the price difference between, say, a cheap national vendor and a vetted local partner just pays for itself 10 times over.
The curator, Scott Frank, he observed that out-of-state companies often try to file papers in East Baton Rouge and get them flat-out rejected. Why? Because they didn't know the judge's specific standing order.
Just think about the immediate cost of that rejection.
That's a disaster.
It is. You could have a lawyer flying in, spending time on the ground, racking up massive legal fees, only to have the entire administrative effort fail because of one missed local detail. That's not even a legal mistake. That's a logistical failure.
And it's rooted in ignorance of how that specific court actually operates. It creates this unnecessary, very expensive risk. So when you hire a verified local partner, whether it's an eviction attorney, a court courier, or a process server, you're not just paying for the technical act of the service.
You're paying for their relationship with the clerk of court, for their knowledge of the city, and their deep familiarity with the 19th JDC. That local nuanced insight is, it's an irreplaceable form of administrative risk management.
Which brings us to a crucial point about the curator itself. LPS is the backbone of this network, but it's really important to understand what they are and, maybe more importantly, what they are not.
Exactly. LPS is a private commercial agency. This is a critical distinction. They are not a law firm.
Cannot provide legal advice.
And they are not employees of the sheriff's office or the clerk of court.
Their core services are process serving and court filing, courier services. But anyone engaging these high-stakes services has to understand the limitations. When you're dealing with difficult legal subjects, success is just never guaranteed.
Right. They use professional diligence, GPS verification of their attempts, all their expertise. But if a party is evading service, or the address is wrong, or legal access is restricted, service might fail.
It can happen.
The key takeaway here for a client is clarity. The fees you're charged are for the attempts made, for the time and the mileage, and are generally non-refundable regardless of the outcome. That kind of transparency is essential in this line of work.
It is. Now, shifting gears just a little, we should talk about how this directory builds and extends its influence beyond just being a static list on a website. They're actively building an ecosystem by supporting their own platform, the Paper Trails Podcast.
Which is a very smart business move. The podcast acts as a hub, creating this targeted audience of professionals, attorneys, realtors, investigators, other clients who are actively looking for local expertise.
And by offering sponsorship opportunities on that platform, they're not just raising money, they're integrating more verified professionals into their network. For the sponsors, say, an eviction attorney or a title company, the benefits are incredibly targeted.
They get maximum exposure to that highly specialized audience through short ad reads. But the major nugget here for the sponsor, I think, is the permanent backlink to their company website in the show notes.
And we know that a permanent high-quality backlink from a relevant site is just pure gold for SEO. It's another way this directory serves its partners by reinforcing their digital footprint within this critical regional market.
So it's an ongoing, active network, not just some static web page.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's summarize what we've discovered. When your business needs help in the Louisiana Capital Region, especially when you're interacting with the specific complexities of the 19th JDC in Baton Rouge, trust isn't a luxury. It's a verifiable necessity.
And the value of a directory like this is that it provides a shortcut to quality control. Knowing that a vendor is chamber verified, locally owned by a Louisiana resident and or BBB accredited, it means the core vetting work has already been done.
And it's been done by an organization with established deep regional ties.
It just mitigates the risk of that administrative failure we talked about, simply because your vendor didn't understand the nuance of the local rules that govern the very courts you rely on.
And that leads us to our final provocative thought for you to consider.
Think about this. How much is that local, nuanced, knowledge-like knowing a specific judge's standing order or the best way to get papers secured at the clerk of court's window, how much is that truly worth? At what point does sophisticated administrative logistics stop being a simple task and become an irreplaceable form of legal insight, one that justifies every single penny of that local service fee?
That's something to mull over the next time you look for a partner.